You get to the market, so it looked good when I arrived at work, and then it looked bad, and then it sort of looked all right, and I don't know where the hell we're at. JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
I'm still here, Mike.
I'll tell you what, I'm still here. If the Dow Jones was a seat and you were on it, you'd be vomiting, going up and down and round, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's a charming way. That's a charming image to start the morning with, isn't it? Hey, look, yeah, let's work through the market gyrations because it's been a pretty crazy few days. So 24 hours ago, we woke to the meltdown in the US market, and I was trying to process that. You know, it's one of those days you have to mark down and remember, you know, record it for posterity. And you question a lot of things when you come up, when you wake up and you see markets down sort of 8-9%. So we opened up pretty weak yesterday, the NZX 50, and at one stage we were down just under 5%. But then a sort of remarkable thing happened. We had a slow, steady grind back from around midday, and the Australian market reaction probably helped. The Australian market actually finished up yesterday. We closed down 1.75%, which, you know, a few weeks ago, that would have been an awful day, but yesterday was almost a magnificent outcome. Look, we've talked about interest rates, US interest rates, Mike, they were plunging, but we kicked that experience to the sideline yesterday. Our five-year rates actually went up sort of from 0.75 to 0.8. US interest rates are just oscillating around crazy again today. 10-year Treasury rate started at 0.55, it went up to 0.73, it's back to 0.62. I think one of the questions I'm grappling with at the moment, Mike, is it's hard to know whether we look at COVID-19 and the oil price issue as sort of a two-for-one deal, or whether we separate them out and look at them separately, and that's going to become more obvious over the next few days. I mean, last night, the US share market futures indicated we'd have a positive open this morning, and bingo, up 900 points. We shed that pretty quickly, though. We actually went negative a little while ago. Then it was up sort of 300 points or so. Then it went down to flat again, and now we're up 393 points as I look at it. And by the time we get to the numbers, who knows where it'll be, Mike. Trump's talking about payroll tax cuts. That'll be sort of helping the animal spirits out there. The one point I want to make, Mike, I think we can assume that in many places, in many jurisdictions, we're going to get fiscal and monetary policy responses, and this is to the economic dislocation that's going to be associated with COVID-19 outbreaks, and those responses will be material. We just don't know yet how effective they're going to be, and that's going to be interesting to see.
Exactly. And one of the most interesting parts of it is the role of the reserve banks around the world, and given they've got no ammunition left, what are they going to do? And yet Adrian Orr seemed very sanguine yesterday, didn't he? Very confident.
Yes, and I'm very pleased about that. What we, you know, we've also had over the last couple of days, we've had commentary and input from both Robertson, Grant Robertson, and Adrian Orr. So what can we take from these sermons from the Mount? I'm going to stress again, Mike, just there's a few things we have to be positive about. Our terms of trade are starting in a strong place. Government accounts are good. They can borrow. The employment market is strong. Interest rates are low. Yes. The coronavirus brings challenges. It's actually the response to the coronavirus that brings economic challenges, but we've got the ability to react. So Adrian Orr spoke yesterday about the use of unconventional monetary policy. They do have tools available, but monetary policy has its limitations. It always has been and always probably will be a blunt tool. You work through the options. They could lower the OCR. They could use forward guidance, tells what they would, could, or may do. They could use mildly negative interest rates. Then we get to the technical stuff. They could use things like interest rate swaps, asset purchases, which is buying bonds a la the European Central Bank. And, of course, they could use a combination of the above. But I thought it was a considered speech, Mike, and that's what you want. I think the Fed wasted some of their ammunition with that 50 yep. basis point cut the other day. So they are running out of ammunition. Grant Robertson has floated the idea of a targeted government guaranteeing of working capital. So if certain businesses or industries need targeted assistance. Now, I can't find his exact reference to that. It's only been reported. But that's quite a strong idea. But you have to have a healthy degree of concern as to their ability to implement that in a short period of time. I just wonder how you deal with banks' capital requirements if the loan is on the bank's balance sheet. It doesn't look like we're going to get an OCR cut, a sort of an intra meeting. It looks like they'll save that up for the for the meeting, and that's the right thing to do.
Good stuff. What are the numbers?
Okay, 24,287 on the Dow Jones, which is now up 440 points, or 1.85%. The S&P 500, 2773, up 27, about 1%. And the NASDAQ, 8129, up 179, which is 2.25%. So looking good there this minute. Who knows where it'll be next minute. The FTSE 100, 5979, up 14. The Nikkei, 19,867, that was up 0.85%. Shanghai Composite, 2996, up 1.8%. The ASX, to 100 gained 3% yesterday, closing at 5939. And as I said, we closed at 10,897, down 1.75%. On the currencies, against the US, 0.6255, 0.9658 Aussie, 0.5530 Euro, 0.4839 pounds, 65.11 yen. Gold, $1,654. Brent crude, $36.89.
Have a good one, mate. Well done. JMIWealth.co.nz.